When Charles Taylor was first indicted, his trial was set to take place at the Special Court of Sierra Leone in Freetown. But the young government there expressed concern that the trial could destabilize the nation's fragile peace, so it was moved to The Hague. Today, though, the Special Court in Sierra Leone hosted a live broadcast of the verdict. NPR's Susanna George was there. She sent this report.
Hundreds of Civil War victims, government ministers, and tribal leaders were invited to watch the reading of today's verdict broadcast live at the Special Court here in the capital of Freetown. Mohamed Bass sat in silence as the judge read Charles Taylor's verdict, the man accused of backing the rebels who amputated his arm at the elbow, the disfiguration known as short sleeves. Mohamed lost his arm at the age of 24. Now, more than 10 years later, he says he's found justice.
I feel great. I feel happy for this judgment, long-awaiting judgment. I thank the international community. I thank the government of Sierra Leone.
He now works for a human rights organization. He says that after what he went through, he wanted to help others. 24 students who lost family members to Civil War violence stand outside the courtroom holding signs that read, "Shame on you, Taylor, and give us our diamonds." Isaac Ben-Gura is 28 years old.
My plaque reads, "This judgment sends a strong message to potential perpetrators of violence."
He says that the lengthy trial was worth it. Now that Sierra Leone has justice, the country can move on, develop its economy, and grow. But outside the walls of the special court, some Sierra Leoneans battling fuel and water shortages are less interested in trying the crimes of the past. Alfred Toure fled his village during the war. Now he's a film student in Freetown. He says he's not paying attention to the Taylor trial. He wants to forget about the war and move on.
If I have a memory, I have it in my head, so I don't want to see something about the war again.
His mentor, Julius Spencer, a film producer, agrees. He says very few people tuned into the Taylor verdict this morning.
The war is there in the background. It is not in the forefront of people's memories. It's not an issue that people think or talk about here in Sierra Leone.
But Spencer says that this public amnesia worries him.
As soon as we forget about what we've been through, we seem to be going back to the attitudes and behaviors that led us to war in the first place.
Especially, he says, with national elections just months away. Susanna George, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.